Hi, my name is Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. We're getting ready to celebrate Easter, just a great time of year, a time where family and friends get together, we go to church, and the purpose of that is to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This was the greatest event in all of history because of what it means for mankind. Before this, the Jews would kill a lamb every single year, shedding its blood, which would cover their sins from year to year, looking forward to when the Messiah would come. But when Jesus came, he was the Lamb of God, which would take away the sins of mankind. When he died on the cross, his blood was shed once and for all. His blood would cover the sins of all of mankind, past, present, and future. You see, Jesus is everything. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." This is why we celebrate Easter. This is why we celebrate it as the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because of this truth. But unfortunately, there are many who refuse to accept this truth. And you know, that's no different than it was many years ago on the first Easter. In John chapter 12, it speaks of the events leading up to Christ's death and resurrection. In verse number 9, it says this, "Much people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead." And so I notice here that these people, they wanted to see Jesus. They were beginning to realize that he was the Messiah, beginning to accept this truth. And so they wanted to come see him, but not only him, they wanted to see Lazarus. And the reason that they wanted to see Lazarus is because Jesus had brought him back from the dead. You see, Lazarus was living, breathing proof that Jesus was the Messiah. But even with all this proof, they still rejected him. Verse number 10 and 11, it says here, "But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus." I notice here that the chief priests, they saw the truth, but they did not want to accept that truth. And so they decided that they should just get rid of the proof. They wanted to kill Lazarus. And so that they can get rid of that proof and just hide the proof, and so that people would no longer believe. Sounds familiar. That's what many do today. Easter is about the Easter Bunny, and it's about just getting together with family, and there's less and less people going to church on that day. But it is about the resurrection. It's about the truth. It's about Jesus Christ. And no matter how much we try to hide that truth, it'll always be the truth. And Easter will always be about Jesus Christ and his resurrection. And so let's not hide that truth. Let's accept it. Let's believe it. You see, when you reject the truth, you're going to be filled with bitterness and hatred and anger, and you'll just be mad at all those who are talking about Jesus and celebrating Jesus. But when you realize that it is the truth and you accept that truth, you'll be filled with gratefulness, love for others, a care and a concern to reach people and to show others the truth. Let's not reject the truth this Easter, but let's celebrate the resurrection. Let's be in church. You know, let's tell others. Let's lead others to Christ. Let's make sure our children know that Jesus is the reason for Easter, that he died for our sins. He rose again, and now we can have eternal life in heaven because of it. If we hide that truth, people will die, and they will go to hell and spend eternity there. Let's not hide the most important truth of all of mankind. I'm Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church in Liverpool, New York, and it's been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.